One of the new development paradigm articles that I posted on the page on the Nascent's website called The Global Awakening or The Great Reset. One of these articles is For Richer, For Poorer. And it states that of the world's billionaires, 421 are U.S. citizens, followed by Russia, 96, China, 95, India, 48. Now that is overwhelming dominance. Dominance that cannot be overcome by the conventions of class that pundits adhere to. It can't. Now that's just seeing reality. I mean, those are just the numbers of billionaires. If we put those numbers in terms of dollars, perhaps then it would register. Because those trillions just accumulate interest, our blood, sweat, and tears, continuously get sucked into that. Just as John Trudell said, this is a system that consumes energy. We are the source of all wealth because we and the earth. It requires our hands to dig it out of the earth, to poison it, to extract from it. It's going to require our hands to release that stranglehold that power has on it. And the U.S., us, it's up to us. Just look at those numbers. Sheer dollars and cents shows us it has to be us. Egypt can't do this for us. Heart for days they may have. Bangladeshis, they have heart for days too. Our brothers and sisters stuck in that noose called power stranglehold on the world cannot do this. It's up to us. Because we can. Simple as that. Because we can. The U.S. has fattened off the world. It's time for us to give back. It's time for us, for we in the U.S. to pursue happiness. It's our codified right. It's our codified right. Think about that. That's a serious advantage. It is our codified right to pursue happiness. And once we talk about that, we'll see, as Sebastian de Grazia told us a half century or more ago, that it is only possible if we possess leisure. So, leisure for all is either materially possible or it isn't. So why are we not allowed to discuss it? Ask yourself that question and the answer will come to you. No one disputes that work as we know it now cannot be sustained, even if you want it to be. Why aren't we even talking about that? Everybody dances around it, these pundits on the airwaves. Well, you got automation and, well, you know, we got the, you know, scarce resources now and there's not enough water, there's not enough fossil fuels, you know, because there was such profligacy on the part of these power guys. So we're just going to have to adjust ourselves as always. No, 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 no. Wrong, 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 wrong. We don't have to. We have the numbers. We have the means, the technology. We know what their game is now. We can talk to our brothers and sisters globally. They will have our backs because we got theirs. That's what it takes. That's the whole thing. So we know that work as we know it cannot be sustained. So we either decide to be free or we accept an even deeper imposition of slavery on the world.